Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Everyone can use a guy like Kyle Tucker. Everyone gets better by having a player like that, and we'll certainly be having those conversations. Kyle has a big decision. I think that he's earned the right to not only be a free agent, but to be a coveted free agent. If he's not here, then like that's a void, and we have to figure out how to replace that. There's a lot of different ways to do that. How you do that, I think, can take many different shapes and forms.
This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. That was Jed Hoyer at his season-ending press conference, and that's it. You know, we can talk all about the other moves that the Cubs are making. I know that the Colin Ray one was official today, right, guys? Do we see that come across? Cubs pick up the option on Colin Ray, and then they do one better. A one-year major league contract with a club option for 2027, so kind of a repeat of what we saw previously. We know that Shota Imanaga is set to join free agency, but we still don't know about the man who is arguably setting the free agent market in Kyle Tucker. Now, according to at least Baseball Reference, you're at a 4.6 war for 2025. Career war total 27.3. So when you take that into consideration, what kind of money is he going to command? The figures have been all over the place. I've got to think it's less than what was originally estimated before the season began, where our friend Jim Bowden said $600 million. That's not happening.
Can I be honest? I didn't think that was happening when he said it. I was like, nah.
But I will say it again. It doesn't matter what the Cubs want to pay him. It matters if the Giants, Phillies, Dodgers, or Mets do. And that's what we need to think about.
Those are the right teams, and it's been that way for, what, going on a decade now when you talk about who are the big money spenders?
Throw the Yankees in there as well.
Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, obviously Boston occasionally. It just depends, right, where they are in trying to build a team. And the Giants have been kind of shut out in these free agent, you know, odysseys, if you will.
Giants and Red Sox.
Yeah.
Much to the dismay of their fans and I think even their front offices.
But the Red Sox...
Red Sox kind of got back into with Bregman, but then they traded Devers to
the Giants. But the difference is the Giants, people just keep telling them no. At least the Red Sox, they've had the option to do things, but they're like, we're going to trade Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. They've made other decisions that have been like, are you trying to win or not?
Well, and that's where, you know, speaking of what we talked about in 5 on it with the Tarek Skubal question. Are the Tigers really that cheap? Because if there's one team that Alex Bregman thought he was going to go to, It was with his former manager, AJ Hinch, and the Tigers. So I factor that into all of these discussions, because are they even as cheap as people think they are if that's on the table for them? Now, all of that, I think, affects the Cubs. Whether or not we like it, the Cubs are not market setters. They're going to wait. You know, the biggest example I have of that is how they handled the shortstop free agency when Dansby Swanson was available. He was the fourth one to go out of the four-man class off the market. So until they set the market on somebody, that is how I'm going to address it. That's how I'm going to approach it. And it seems like a foregone conclusion held by everybody, at least here. I feel like fans have already, for the most part, moved on after what happened with the injury problems. You know, you didn't see the pop in the playoffs that you were hoping for that Kyle Tucker had for the Astros in his career. Here's the latest. John Heyman on Bleacher Report, MLB Live, talking about the Cubs spending this offseason.
The Cubs have the greatest disparity between revenue and payroll. They are number one, so Crown Tom Ricketts, the champion for pocketing the most amount of money. So we'll see, but I do think, I know the Cubs have saved a little money by not having Shota Imanaga. They've traded Kittredge. They better do something big, whether it should be Schwarber or Bregman, or maybe even bring Tucker back, although I think that's not that likely. They got to do something. They're on the cusp of something pretty good. They got three Gold Glove winners. They won 90-plus games. They're a really good team. Are they quite good enough? I don't think so, and nobody else does either. So time for Tom Ricketts to pony up and start spending.
Names were named, I'll say that. And all the names, they have my eyebrow raised on the left side, like The Rock, because I'm wondering which of those guys makes the most sense from a Cubs perspective. And you heard how he talked about Kyle Tucker. Not likely. And I think that's where we all are, right?
If they don't have Kyle Tucker and they don't replace him with remotely comparable offense...
One of those names he
at
just
said. At least somebody who had a 5 WAR offensively last year. What are we talking about here? What's realistic?
Well,
you're not making the playoffs without Kyle Tucker this year.
Yes. And so my question is, if it is a Cody Bellinger and Alex Bregman instead, in addition to a power arm in a Dylan Cease type or Framber Valdez, like we can go down the list of guys who are free agents.
I worry Framber Valdez is going to require a whole bunch of money.
Well,
Cease too.
Yes, but that's the whole point. If you're not paying Andrew Kittredge $9 million, if you're not paying Shota Imanaga the $22 million for the qualifying offer, that means you've got money to spend. You need to spend it. They've got everybody else. Think about the guys. Before we go down this road of the free agents, think about what they have locked up. You're not paying Michael Bush anything. You're not paying Pete Crow Armstrong anything. And not to say that those deals can't be made before we get to arbitration, or not arbitration, just... So they could be signed beyond arbitration.
Yeah, they could extend him to a team-friendly deal at some point in time.
But you have Seiya Suzuki under contract. You have Ian Happ under contract. You have the left side of your infield in the middle under contract. You obviously have the catcher position that's taken care of. So what are you really spending money on if it's not right field slash DH slash third base?
Or are you going to do something different at first base? You know, that's something, too. I know Michael Bush is there. But think about some of the first basemen who are available, who are big bats. Pete Alonso, Josh Naylor. Do they become DHs for you in this scenario?
Okay, maybe there. I would not move Michael Bush. I want Michael Bush in my lineup for the cheap that he is.
I know. I'm just trying to think of like all the ways that they can try to add offense and what would have to be done. But if you want to talk about the pop in the playoffs, it came from Michael Bush. So that's where this gets very tricky. You already know one man's probably out, and that's the biggest one when it comes to offensive production. So how does that rearrange what you're trying to do? Alex Bregman's 32.
Right. They're saying a maximum of like a 5-year deal would make sense for anybody who's interested in him.
And then are you like slowing down whatever you think is going to happen with Matt Shaw because of the second half of his season? Like, that's the hard part is where are you going to take it on the chin with, say, somebody's development or have to make a tough decision roster-wise if you really want to add offense to this team?
You'd have to explain to me why
Matt... And it's not like for like in Kyle Tucker.
If we're talking about trading for guys like Tarek Skubal and who else knows who might be available, Matt Shaw could be a very interesting piece to put in a trade. A guy who was a Gold Glove finalist and whose offense maybe not be where you want it to be, but he's got a lot of promise. There's a reason that it was Cam Smith and not Matt Shaw on the way out in that deal to get Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I just worry, though, that ahead of a CBA that's expiring at the end of next season, years of control are going to be even more valuable in this breakdown.
I think that's fair, especially not knowing what that's going to look like on the other side of 2027.
Like teams who have a guy with upside who has multiple years of control, I can't see those just being traded willy-nilly, especially now. And they weren't previous to this either. That's what made the Kyle Tucker trade so pricey, was the years of Cam Smith.
The thing that I want people to understand as we talk about the Cubs, free agency, Kyle Tucker's likely departure here on Raheem Harrison Grody with Grody at House Hall. He's joining us the next segment to talk about what's going on with the Bears today.
Bears.
What I want people to understand is open your mind to the possibility that the guys they do have under contract beyond this season, one or more of them may not be here next year because people could get moved to make, like we saw the hitting profile not work last year in the playoffs.
And I can't rely on guys to come through like you're hoping for. I can't rely on wish casting for Pete Crow Armstrong to find his first half of the season form. I can't wish cast to find, you know, Ian Happ, you know what he is. That's the streaky hitter he always has been. The water will find its level, but you know what you're getting in him. I would hope for the same consistency out of Nico Hoerter. That would be two incredible years back-to-back. But that's where this starts to get rough. Dansby Swanson, I can't rely on for consistent offense. There's a reason he got moved down in the lineup. So now you're talking about a limited offensive profile. Say Suzuki slumped once Kyle Tucker stopped hitting as well. I don't know why. That's just what happened.
Do you remember the talks about Say Suzuki possibly being moved? Do you think that's back on the table now, understanding one less year left on his contract?
Right.
And they may be trying to get something longer term at that position, right field, and maybe Suzuki's not the right fielder or the DH, and they go out and get two boppers, and now that those positions are settled.
The hard part about Suzuki, too, is when he was hitting well, it was so good, you know, when he was leading the league in RBIs at the All-Star break. But then there was the flip side of that where he wasn't hitting. And he started to come online more, what, the second to last week of the season? And then I don't know how much of that is enough to satisfy your need to try to be what I think is still the benchmark, which is a 90-win team. You know, that's part of this, too. Once you start applying the hard number in there, that kind of helps you clarify your thoughts on these people. Like Craig Counsell, Jed Hoyer have some really tough decisions that they have to make coming up when you decide that the likelihood is Kyle Tucker's not walking through that door. Are you even going to sign somebody to a $200 million deal? Because that would be news.
Yeah, I don't think
that hasn't happened.
Well, no, what I was saying is I don't think anybody is out there right now that would get $200 million besides Kyle Tucker, period. Who else are you paying $200 million to? Based on the length and the AAV, I don't think anybody fits into that mold.
Bregman's not going to get that.
Exactly. So I don't think that's...
Eugenio Suarez, I don't think, is going to get that because of what happened once he left Arizona.
And that's why I believe that Kyle Tucker not coming back to the Cubs means they're going to be back in that Dansby Swanson-ish range with maybe one or two players and then maybe a pitcher as well if it's Dylan Cease or Valdez or Michael King. There are options there. There's a way that they can take the money they saved from Bellinger that they never paid out, by the way, at the end of, during last season. And now they can say, okay, we can go get three big free agent acquisitions, maybe even make a trade, and have a fully loaded team with more power, more consistent hitting, and more power arms.
How much do we think Pete Alonso is going to get? 31, 5.6 war?
It's a good question, because you could give him for 5 or 6 years and probably pay him, what, $30 million a year? Does that sound about right? I mean, Somewhere between $25 and $30
million? I think that's what the asking price is going to be.
So I don't think anybody here would have a problem with that. Right-handed big bat, that's obviously a DH player who can play an occasional first base if you want. But I think Michael Bush is beyond platooning. We can agree on that, right?
I would like that to be the case, yes. I've felt that way for a long time.
You know I did too.
And it's also just not the sign of a healthy playoff team if you have to platoon your first baseman.
Yes. And Turner's now a free agent too, right? So
now it's a 1 year with an option. I got to look up what the option was.
But overall, I think we need to come down to this reality that for the Cubs to get better, and I don't know if you prioritize pitching over hitting, but for them to get better, and they need to get better both things, by the way, pitching and hitting, I think they're going to have to find a way to move some of the parts that we feel like are definitely going to be back next season. And that's what I'm trying to get people to get ready for.
What about the Cubs' history and their spending makes you think they can upgrade and be better? Like, we have gone through every offseason being like, oh, if they spend money on this player, the Cubs will be better. And well, then they don't spend the money
on
that.
I think the biggest indicator is that there's nobody out there besides Kyle Tucker requiring more than $200 million to sign.
But, like, that's the point. Can you be better if you don't get a Kyle Tucker? Like, let's say in the offseason, the Cubs get Cody Bellinger and Dylan Cease. Are they a better team than they would be if they had Kyle Tucker?
No, not because not due to the due to the war. Dylan Cease is probably going to be more consistent for you, of course, than Shota Imanaga. I don't doubt that. But when it comes to replacement, you know, that's the part of this, is that Bellinger doesn't replace Kyle Tucker's offense when Kyle Tucker is healthy, which they saw. That's how they got out to that big lead to begin with. The Brewers had to go on a streak of ungodly proportions in order to get back. But that's the issue. Like, interpret this with what you know it to be post All-Star break. And I think that makes the vision a lot clearer for everyone. Here's the flip side, though. Whoever signs Kyle Tucker is likely getting a whole healthy year of him to where you might be saying, what if?
Yeah, I think that's fair, but if they're not willing to pay the $300 to $400+ million, it's a moot point, right? To Robbie's point, they've never paid anybody $200, so to think that they're going to pay someone $300 million, not that they wouldn't, but there's no evidence that they would. I think in a perfect world for me, perfect world, we're just looking at the free agent list, right? If you told me, hey, they're going to have Bregman, Schwarber, Cease, we would all sign up for that, right?
That would help the that would help raise the level. Yeah, that's enough players to where you feel like you've upgraded.
Yeah, if I said they're going to get Bregman, Schwarber, and Cease, now say Suzuki's playing right field, Schwarber is really a DH.
But Schwarber,
he's really a DH. You can put him in the outfield. But no. Way the Phillies put him in the outfield.
I know, but I just have bad memories of him and left.
So
that's not happening, of course, because of Ian Happ, but still.
So, but what I'm saying is that this is kind of what we're looking at, though, is like, if you're going to get people in, that means you got to move people, maybe.
The funniest part is if the Cubs were saving all of this for Kyle Schwarber, you are healed. Like, I think everybody would be okay with it.
The emotional reaction to Kyle Schwarber after watching what he's done in Philly.
If they just did the X's plan where they got Dylan Cease and Kyle Schwarber back in the fold. Dylan Cease, of course, wasn't a major leaguer with the Cubs, but he was part of the minor league.
Right.
That would be... I'm not hating it.
And if you got Alex Bregman on top of that...
Oof. Schwarber and Bregman? Now you're cooking.
Well, that's what I said. My ideal situation is Schwarber, Bregman, Cease.
But like, what in the Cubs history said that they would spend money to get those three? I understand they're not as expensive as Kyle Tucker, but that would take a major shift in what we've known from what Tom Ricketts and Jed Hoyer to do. Well, to get those three, that would be like the winner of the offseason, no doubt.
If we they got don't those three. Know how much the playoffs factored into the budget. And I hate that we have to talk about it in that way, but we don't. Also, there was a time where they were okay with spending at a comparable level to that, but it was still not as much as we know because of the $200 million contract threshold.
But Jed Hoyer has told us they will have an increased budget this year. That is something he said.
Yeah, and I understand that he probably still had to wait to know what it is. Here's not the breaking news. The non-breaking news is that you know they're not the Dodgers. You know they're not the Yankees.
The Mets.
Or the Mets, or even the Red Sox when it comes to the willingness to spend. So if you know that, then you know that you're waiting for a budget. I think we've all accepted that.
And we were told the budget will come by the time the winter meetings start, which are in December.
209, the reason no one has mentioned Chris Bryant is because we don't know if he's going to be able to play again. That back injury that he's dealing with is serious. It's a condition. So it's sad and upsetting if you're a Chris Bryant fan. But yeah, we have no idea how his back is. And that's a major issue.
Even before the back issue with Chris Bryant, unfortunately, he's the total opposite of Schwarber. Like, he went to Colorado and kind of just
stopped.
Stopped producing.
Except for against the Cubs in 2023 when they were trying to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
And then that's when he hit home runs.
It's going to be fascinating to watch unfold.
I miss baseball.
What if it's not fascinating? Well, what if it's exactly what we expect and they're like, it's cool, we have Owen Casey.
It's still going to be fascinating because people are going to have to explain why. And that why is going to hit real hard next season if they are on paper not as good as the roster they put on paper to start 2025 at the start of 2026.
Andrew Kitcher thing is a canary in the coal mine. I just can't tell which coal mine and which canary. I can't tell if it's we're freeing up money for something else or if we're just freeing up money.
Nah, the budget's going up, so that therefore they're freeing up money for something else. I will believe that based on what has been said.
And 708, I agree with you. Increased budget is a low bar, but that's our bar.
Yeah, all teams should increase their budgets year over year or else your budget is actually shrinking due to inflation. You know who understands that? Different sport, but Howie Roseman.
Yes, a winning general manager presiding over a league or a team in a league that has a salary cap. So there's that. Coming up next, I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We get to Grody. He is from Hallis Hall. And Richard Hightower, the special teams coordinator, spoke today. He's a lot of explaining to do. So we'll hear it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way. with Indeed.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBN.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
We love talking to Mark Grody. He is our Bears reporter. He is our co-host. He is also the co-host of the Take the North podcast. He is at Grody Sports on Twitter, and he joins us live from Hallis Hall, where the coordinator spoke. And Richard Hightower, the special teams coordinator, had some explaining to do. Mark, what can you tell us?
We've all been waiting for the explanation from the Bears special teams coach. So let's get right to it with Richard as he responds to what was a bad game for the Bears special teams.
Message to the group is, hey, guys, that's not our best brand of football. I take responsibility for it. Obviously, they look in the mirror and take responsibility for what they do. But I tell them, you know, I take responsibility for it, and it's got to be better. But guess what, guys? We found a way to win. We found a way to win several different ways this year. And going forward, if we want to be the team that we want to be, we got to get those things cleaned up.
You said you take responsibility. Are there changes that have to be made, or was this just a bad game?
No, I mean, I think for sure it was a bad game. I mean, I think everyone can see that. But it's my unit. I always take responsibility for it. I've always done that, and I'm always going
to
do that.
And do there have to be changes? Like, if there had to be adjustments?
Yeah, there were adjustments.
Had to play better.
There were adjustments that need to be made, but that's coaches and players, right? It's never just on the coaches, and it's never just on the players. We're a team. We made adjustments. You want to talk about some adjustments? We made some adjustments to the kickoff coverage after the play that we never want to see happen, but it did happen. So the resolve in the group was outstanding in the second half. And we need to build off of that. And nobody in that room, all right, wants to get it corrected more than the players, all right? And we are going to work night and day to get it all cleaned up. I can promise you that. I will bust my ass, and they will too, all right, to get it cleaned up.
Sir, no, you can't promise us that. What? He's the only coach who was retained. We lost two games last year because of field goal blocks, because of coaching issues and trajectory. Personnel changed after the NFL told you twice, that your kicker was blocking, was hitting low. Then you're retained. What about the other parts of the kickoff unit? Like, I don't know how Samaje Perine ran it back for 38, 30. How many times do I need to go on here? 25. And it's not like the kickoffs are going far. They're hitting the 35-ish. So you tell me what field position that leaves you with.
Mark, I just, the way he's talking, it's like he's trying to say something to resolve the problem, but I don't know that they're actually resolving the problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am. Of course, it's been bad, and all the critiques are correct. I'm not sure what else he could have said up here. You know what I mean? Like, what else? Other than, I mean, he did say...
He can talk a lot
that,
about his responsibility as opposed to the players. And when he talks about the players, how is he lining them up? Is he putting them in the best position? Like, for example, when the position group on the right side changed for the field goal unit so the blocks wouldn't happen as much, so they could try to get lower levels against the opposition so their hands wouldn't get up, that would be a change.
Well, and Patrick Manley, Layla, laid it out to us. I mean, he was very honest and transparent, Manley. Like, go back and listen to that. Like, he laid out what kind of changes need to be made, and that's what influenced my question. That was why I asked him, like, beyond we all take responsibility, it sucked, it was bad, the player, okay, what are we going to do to fix it? And he did say that adjustments were made in-game, and I would have to assume that there has to be adjustments. What they are going to be, he's not exactly sharing with us right now, but he knows he's in the hot seat right now. He knows it was bad. So dare I say, hopefully it will be better this week. Hopefully.
If I'm looking at every time they had to return a ball on kickoff, and it was at least 30 yards. You know, and I know Cairo Santos at least gets it to like the 6-yard line at times on a kickoff, but You know, there was the kickoff out of bounds. There's the fact that in the onside kick, which is one of the only ones the Bears have seen in years where they had to defend it because they put themselves in a position to have a game late. You know, what did we see? We saw the ball not even travel 10 yards before there was an issue, and it was a violation, and then therefore Bengals ball. Like, there were so many issues with that unit. And for him to say players mostly, a lot of that is on coaching.
Yeah, and look, also a lot, things are about to get a lot harder because the weather's about to break. Apparently there's snow in the forecast for Sunday, and there's obviously the wind is always a factor. It's a factor out here today in Lake Forest, so it's not going to get any easier. Quite frankly, it's not going to get any easier for the Bears offense either. So you really need this is the time of the year that you need special teams to be clicking to help out the offense, because we all know what happens to offense around here when the weather starts to break. So this is a bad time. This halfway through the season is a bad time for the Bears.
And you know what, Mark? It's one thing for the head coach to say that about we got the win, but it was not because of your special teams unit whatsoever.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this was a week in which they did not help. They were bad. They were awful, and they need to fix things quickly. I mean, that's been the mantra. You know, even in talking to the defensive coordinator today, you know, I brought up to him, you know, some of the same concepts of the weather and things going haywire a little bit, and it's all taken into account.
I think the biggest thing, Mark, is because of that kickoff return to start the game, they gave up 37 yards per kickoff return.
But if you take that out,
it's still 7 returns for 198 yards, which is still 28 yards per kickoff return, which is just too much. It's too much. I know the dynamic kickoff is a different setup, but when they're randomly always starting at the 35, the 40, and beyond, you're putting your defense in a bad situation. And what we know about this defense for the Bears right now, they can't afford any more bad things than what's already happened just from a roster standpoint. They need every advantage they can get.
Well, they got two kickers on that roster.
Well, guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I know you guys hate it when I talk about unsustainability and bad wins and things like this. This is like example number one. Like, you can't get away. You're not a playoff team if you're going to have that many penalties on special teams and on the team. You're not a playoff team if you're giving up 37 yards per return. You're not a playoff team if you're giving up a kick return touchdown on the first play of the game. You're not a playoff team if you can't properly execute an onside kick. Like, these are the things that I'm talking about. Here we are. Talking about after a win, here we are talking about some of the bad, unsustainable parts of the game.
Well, and I'm sorry, Mark, to go off, but it's just a joke when you consider that there has been such levels of accountability, and Richard Hightower gets retained, and field goals matter in this league. And by the way, there was one that was blocked on Sunday. And we think it was blocked.
It was blocked.
Spiro.
It was blocked.
Oh, Spiro. Oh, Arch, where are you?
You know, once again, the league is telling you that because of preventable issues, your field goal unit got found out and there were games that you lost because of it. Last year, if that isn't bad enough, we wouldn't be talking about a 10-game losing streak if that were the case. And then for him to get retained, you're wondering why. And that was a complete breakdown in every aspect of special teams on Sunday.
Mark, I'll say this. I understand why you believe, you know, from a sustainability standpoint, because of the mistakes and things that they're making, that they're not, quote unquote, a playoff team. That's not what this is about, though. This is about, hey, they're having problems. Get better. Continue to pick up wins. And guess what? You can be a flawed team that still makes the playoffs, but they do need to clean up a lot of things. I just think they clearly have a runway and an opportunity with more than half the schedule still remaining to clean these things up.
Yeah, they do. There's no doubt about it. And yeah, this is still a team that is capable of making the playoffs. Can't, like, 5-3 is an excellent start. But I'll say it again. I think all three of us at the beginning of the year did not pick the – well, I don't remember if – I know you, what do you have them, 7 wins? I had them with 8 wins. Layla, you might have had more. You might have had 9 or 10.
I think 7, I had 9.
You might have had 9. But
I don't, it was somewhere around 7. It was an odd number, I think. I'd have to break out the old schedule. And Micah Parsons – I had like a pre and a post Micah Parsons schedule.
I think we could all agree, though, are they not overachieving? That's the part that gives me hesitation. I mean, like, let's be honest. Bears fans need to be honest with themselves. And I know people get pissed off. But, like, you're telling me the Bears are not overachieving? That's what scares me. Because when they're not overachieving, then what are they?
It shouldn't scare you that they're overachieving. You should be happy that they're overachieving while they're finding their level. And so if they continue to overachieve and then actually do improve, they're just in a better spot because they found a way to win games.
I think my issue is you just can't have that many parts of the special teams unit fail in a single game.
But you got to win.
Yes, there are times where the special teams unit has helped pull them through. There have been times where Cairo Santos, for example, deserved a game ball. But you can't have that many breakdowns. You can't have the kickoff return for the touchdown and give up 30 yards a kickoff when you have so many of them in a game and have a blocked field goal and not recover the onside kick. You can't have it all in one game like that and expect us to be patient about it.
Well, and again, like I referenced Dennis Allen a second ago, and he basically said that I did dare ask him about the last game, you know, which is always a dangerous thing with Dennis Allen and his want to move forward, but he said they got to finish better. Like, that's not sustainable either, giving up the 42 points that they gave up in the whatever 15 points in 2 minutes or whatever it was. Like, that and he entertained my question because he said we got to finish stronger, because guess what, he knows that you're not a playoff team when you give up, and that's twice now that they've given up an atrocious number of points, 52 and 42.
The verbiage playoff team, let's just say they're not a contender, how about that? Because as it stands right now, they're not a playoff team because they are sitting on the outside of the NFC playoffs in the eighth spot.
Yeah, but yeah, contender is the right way to put it. And look, this is like, and I'll accept it. Like, I've had trouble. I don't like hearing the word jaded, but that's fine. I'll accept that I'm a little jaded covering this team and being around this team, not around this team, but watching this team literally since I was 9 years old. So I think I'm entitled to a little bit of it, and I think that I've seen enough of this type of thing where the Bears are a winning team, but then it doesn't end up good either at the end of the season or the next season and the season after that. And that's the only place that I am coming from. I am dying to see a team that has a chance every single year, and the Bears rarely put themselves in that position. It's part of why I think they didn't make a blockbuster move yesterday at the trade deadline, because they are realistic about themselves. They don't necessarily think that they're one or even two players away from being a contender or a playoff team. And again, I will say, it doesn't mean the Bears aren't going to make the playoffs this year, but I've seen enough, I've been around it enough, and I've been around it intimately enough to know that these kind of seasons, like if it turns out to be winning and then there's nothing at the end, it doesn't really go anywhere. Although I will say that it's a little different. It's starting. Ben Johnson is starting to separate himself. He really is as a coach. I think that from the beginning, he's been trying to figure it out, and he's still trying to figure it out. But that's the wild card for me. Ben Johnson can make a difference with this team. I think he is sustainable. So I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The brain power and the willingness of creativity out of Ben Johnson is not my concern. But special teams will remain to be one until it stops being an issue.
Absolutely.
And you know what? People are going to label you whatever you want, but you earn the title of reporter, and that's all that matters to us.
Oh, yeah.
So keep doing it.
People
are going to call us names. They're going to call us whatever we want. Fine. No, I don't care. I'm still doing my damn job, and so are you.
Right. I couldn't care less, and that's why I've remained steadfast in it. And at the end of the day, I do want the Bears to win. I want to cover a winning team. And I've seen, like I said, I've seen enough to be qualified to talk about and know intimately what's going on with the organization and what at times is good and what is bad for the Bears in terms of sustainability. That's just a fact.
Agreed. You just can't roll out that unit and then be like, hey, we got the dub. No, they did. Your unit did not. Mark Grody, we look forward to talking to you more from actually in studio. You're live at Halas Hall. Mark joining us, by the way, on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Love you. Bears. Miss you. Love Can't wait to see you tomorrow in real life.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Friday. In the meantime, some person I'm not mad at, Darnell Wright.
How could you be?
I'm just not.
He's gotten a lot better over the course of the season, by the way.
He literally picked up Kyle Manunga after his run. He's picking up his teammates.
He's a strong man.
He is, but he also might need UCL surgery.
Eh.
He's got an elbow with some questionable ligaments, but he's still out there for you. And that's why I think it's pretty high praise when Ben Johnson called him what he called him. We'll talk about it all next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
When you watch the all 22 of the touchdown pass from Caleb to Colston, did you identify in that play the Darnell Wright celebratory cartwheel?
I did. I thought it was pretty awesome. Yeah. I call him the unicorn for a reason. He does some things that are pretty extraordinary.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Yeah, that's right. This is a Mace song. I didn't expect it either. But Robbie and Ray surprised me every now and then and put a smile on my face. Darnell Wright seems to be... He plays with joy. And there was no better example than what we saw on Sunday, where he was literally picking up guys like Kyle Manunga after their runs. And yes, he did do a cartwheel, which is kind of incredible when you think about it. And Ben Johnson calling him a unicorn. When Ben Johnson calls somebody a unicorn, is that the biggest compliment you can get in the NFL of all time?
Mike, you good?
That is not what we just did.
Maybe.
If Ben Johnson calls you a unicorn.
He's seen some things.
And this isn't just any old coach.
I just know that when he calls him a unicorn, that means he thinks he can do things outside of his lane.
No, I think Ben Johnson knows the definition of a unicorn. And it's not just like, it's not like when people say something's unique and they just mean like it's uncommon because they don't truly know the definition of unique. This is a different level.
So what is your definition of a unicorn in football terms?
Unique. As in there's only one.
One of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's several unicorns. Like Joker is a unicorn, right?
Fair enough.
Wimby is a unicorn. I'm trying to think of other people who would, in other sports. Shohei Ohtani is a unicorn.
Shohei is a unicorn.
Who's a football unicorn?
Well, Darnell Wright, apparently.
Tom Brady.
But is he a unicorn?
Because he did it for so long at that level. What? Yeah, at quarterback, yes. He has guys like Aaron Rodgers thinking they can do it too. Yes, yeah.
Oh, Travis Hunter. There's one on Twitch, Murr the Blur. Travis Hunter's for sure a unicorn. Can play both sides of the ball.
Deion Sanders, unicorn. Bo Jackson, unicorn. Okay.
Deion in his day was absolutely a unicorn.
Deion and Bo are...
Now he's having hoof issues, so to speak.
Yeah, he sure is. My definition of unicorn, like from when I was not in this industry and just watching sports, clearly Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders are my top. With the honorable mention of Brian Jordan, because people forget Brian Jordan was out here playing two sports too.
It's your Mount Rushmore of sports unicorns.
Okay, so that's fair enough. Maybe not unique, but almost. Almost. Which is why I thought that was pretty cool that Darnell Wright got this moniker. So he was asked about it.
In response to that, we asked Ben Johnson about it. He said he loved it. And then he went on to say that you're kind of a unicorn in terms of what you do and your athleticism. What do you think when he says that, and what do you think that means?
It's funny. I'm happy he thinks that of me. It's like a little joke. It's like my nickname, I guess. I don't know.
What do you do that's unicorn-like? What's he mean by that?
I don't know. Just, I guess he's saying rare stuff. Because unicorns are rare. That's the best guess I have. I don't have a horn.
He doesn't like it.
He said, I don't have a horn.
I don't have a horn.
I don't have a horn.
I think he thought the aesthetic of a unicorn is like, call me ugly, bro. Are you calling me ugly, bro?
I don't have a horn.
That's what it was.
I love him.
Grody's the best to ask these type of questions too.
So what aspect of the unicorn do you think you're like?
Oh, the hooves, you know.
Maybe he's got wings like a unicorn.
Does Ben Johnson say you're a unicorn? And then he's like, I don't have a horn, coach.
I don't have a horn.
But he's fast. He can fly, figuratively speaking.
He is. And he's so dominant on the field right now, or at least dominant looking. And then you talk to him and he's...
Yeah, unicorns are dominant looking too because they have a horn.
He's just so sheepish about it. So... The praise went on. Remember yesterday when Danny Parkin said he was going to have Ben on at 4:20 and then we all winked? And then we talked to Chuck about meeting the Pope and nothing was ever the same after that? Well, the interview still happened with Ben Johnson. And here's what Danny and Ben talked about when it came to Darnell Wright.
The thing that maybe not everyone saw off that play, you mentioned one of your blockers, Darnell Wright, as he is trailing Colston Loveland, and this is a large man, he ends up doing a cartwheel. Not a big deal, just 300 plus pounds doing a cartwheel on the touchdown. But that wasn't his only viral moment from the game. He also had a pancake block where he takes the guy, I don't know, 15 yards horizontal across the field. Curious, in the film review with the team, which got the bigger wow, the block or the cartwheel?
Yeah, definitely the block. A little collateral damage there, too, with DJ getting caught in the wash. So those wideouts got to watch their backs there, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the guy's a freak, man. There's not a whole lot he can't do. You know, it's him blocking right now, but I'm telling you, he does some things in practice. We've thrown him the ball a couple times, and he looks as good as any of our pass catchers, to be honest with you. So, it's pretty impressive.
Preview of things to come? Darnell Wright, pass catcher?
Possible. We'll see.
Everything's on the table.
he's going to catch a pass. I'm just trying to figure out what week it is.
I knew it. I knew one of those tackles was going to. I thought it was going to be Braxton Jones because he can run, but he's on injured reserve. I knew one of those plays would be drawn up for one of the tackles. I knew it.
And we know what it'll be called. Unicorn.
Listen here. Listen here. There is we got to talk to Adam Hogue about this tomorrow. But that whole nomenclature surrounding the Tyson Bajan play is more proof that they definitely named the Cowboys play White House after what we think is the Cowboys White House reference. Okay. Okay.
I won't argue that. There's no evidence to say that definitely is not the White House because it was against the Cowboys.
I'm not confirming it. I'm just saying there's proof.
You're not confirming it, but you're saying there's proof.
Yeah.
Got it.
You can't confirm it, but you can present evidence.
Exhibit A is this.
Correct.
Got it.
We'll talk about that with Adam Hogue tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, Adam Hogue. And then we got to talk about
tomorrow,
Tyson
Bajan. Rahimi.
Yes. You know who we're going to see next?
Is it Spiegel and Holmes?
And Holmes.
I don't have a horn.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.